bring video back.
Okay, we weren't live with audio, we were live with video.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. And we're good. Hey, we're at Conseco Fieldhouse. This is Terry Sappickson. I'm with Andy Michelin.
Hey, we're, go ahead.
Bring you Matt Four here today.
Matt Four, yes. We're at the IHSAA State Individual Wrestling State Finals, and I'm happy to be here. It's Friday evening. It's just about 6 o'clock. Wrestling's going to start here about the next 5-10 minutes. I'm excited to be here. About you?
Oh, beside myself. Wish my kid was still wrestling, but hey, you know. You can't have it all.
Yeah, I know the feeling. My little brother was a semi-state wrestler and didn't get made to state, but, you know, it's always fun to come out here and support all these kids and what they've done all year long, all the hard work. You know, like I said, I just love being here.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
Well, tonight, we're hoping we got four mats for you. If you go back to the main page of broadcastsport.net, you can see that we have each an individual, each mat, so you can go to them, you can watch them, you can listen to them. Please send us your comments, your questions. We will reply them as much as possible. We will be covering Matt Ford today, which is off to our right. I believe it's in the west end here at Conseco Fieldhouse. How's our video look there?
Video's looking good.
We're in great shape here.
Shot of the mat.
Well, our first matchup here on mat number four. Zachary Stevens from Maryville.
Okay.
And William Nelson from West Noble. So this should be a good match. West Noble is going to be in the black. This is the 103 weight class, obviously the tiniest guys around. I'm more than double all these guys' weights.
You're going to have to work with me tonight, Andy, because I'll start turning into a spectator here.
Oh, don't you love that?
Start watching the best match.
Well, we're over here tonight. If you have to watch the screen, watch the screen. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of good wrestling in front of us tonight.
Oh, I'm excited here and see exactly what we're going to do tonight. And I'm here at Matt Four. We're almost ready to go here.
This is Stevens and Nelson?
Yeah, that's what I've got here. Maryville and West Noble.
Let's see. Got a few.
And we're off. No, we got a different mat here. This is incorrect.
Say, how about Moss and Hall? That maybe match 8? I was looking at match 4 as well.
What's that, man?
Pick up on the uniform there.
Yeah, we got. I think it's Pelton Heights here. This is what the coach's got on.
Oh, that's Danny Green Eggs and Ham. And Harrison. Overby? Reese Overby?
Yeah, it is. Sure it is. Sure is.
And
it's
Orange
match
there?
Number. Match number. There we go. They changed it. Match number 7.
Okay,
got it. They go 1-3-5. They'll probably go 2-4-6. Okay.
Hey, I'm going to rip off these guys on Indiana Matt because they they did a great job with a Chris Berman name. So
good deal. Ooh, we got a quick takedown into head and arm.
Oh, Danny
looking for a quick stick here.
Boy, you hate to end your state championship like that or run at it. But Danny Ham's got him. He's got a minute to go. That's a tough place to be.
It was a quick head and arm. It was a quick toss, and did a great job with it. Now he's just working to get the stick here.
Overby looking to stay alive. Referee right on top of it.
So good arm. Good job keeping the arm up.
He's got a bridge for a minute.
Oh, he gets loose.
Let's go.
Quick 5-0.
Break him around there. Silly coach is getting excited and jumping up in front of us.
Well, Ham's trying to work here. Run around the front. Yeah, watch these little guys wrestle. And it's, to me, I wrestled like, the 189-pound class. And it's like, I go out there to step on those little guys, Going into a cradle here.
Oh, he's got him.
Got him stacked. That's it.
I don't know what he's waiting on.
He's waiting. Whoa. Was that a pin?
Got it or not? The hand went down.
Nope, we got three more near fall.
Oh, my.
8-0 to start your match off here, especially on a Friday night. You'd hate to come in Friday night, lose, because then the rest of the weekend you just sit around and watch everybody else do something. To me, that's not a fun time.
Do you think you got a little help there? Because from our vantage point, Andy, I'm thinking those were all shoulders on the mat.
I think you had more than just shoulders
on
the mat.
There's Prairie Heights fans watching our broadcast, and they're going crazy right now.
Yeah.
But, hey, first match of the evening, so we can't get too carried away.
You know, Ham in the black there, he's 42-6, and was it Overby? He's 48-5, so pretty well even contenders out here today.
Now, I guess to see Ham, he came through the Goshen Regional.
Mm-hmm. We're out of bounds here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're joining us for our broadcast here, the big white line on the outside is out of bounds. You have at least one full person out there to be recentered.
And that can be a half and a half, can it?
Well, it sure can. Very much can. I've seen different ways. And you cannot score if someone is pretty well outside that that circle. So you got to drag them back in if you're trying to get some back points, whatever. Well, so far they're head-and-head here, just trying to find something. A little shot there by Ham, nothing. We got a stall. Is that stalling?
Caution anyway. You got it. I think Ham pretty content with that 8-0 lead.
Well, he can't be. He can't just settle right now. He's got to go after him and continue to score points and look for that fall. He's obviously gotten him in trouble twice already tonight. No takedown so far.
And these referees at this level, they're a lot less tolerant of the stall tactics.
Oh, yes. They want to see you wrestle. They want to make keep the match going. And if you're at the stall, they'll call you left and right.
I'm going to be able to walk through that. 46 to go in the second. Danny Ham from Prairie Heights. He's in black. Reese Overby from Harrison. He's in the orange.
What a wild orange, too. It's quite the singlet.
Yeah, there you go. Looks like that off-season type of garb, you know?
Yeah, very much. Those darn coaches. I'm going to move those seats, you know?
Okay, he's getting excited. His wrestler's up 8-0.
Yeah, you know. Ooh, we got a 2-point takedown there.
I mean, you can see on the video, we've got the vantage point, like, right about the same as the camera view.
So, we're out of the second. Ham is up 8-2, end of two, and, if I'm Overby, what are you thinking?
Egg roll?
Oh, he's on top. He's taking top position here. You've got to get something here.
Something. You might as well give it all up. I mean, it doesn't matter right here. You don't win, you go home.
You've got to do what you can to get some back points.
Yeah, open it up. It doesn't matter whether you get stuck at this point. If you're behind six, you know, you got to either be real confident in your ability to cut or at least get them on their back.
He's trying to work some arms here. It didn't work for him. So he's going to put a leg in, double leg. I always hated that, being the bottom guy. I get someone stuck in there.
Can't
like,
move. Can't
no.
move.
Just put your head in the mat and swim.
Yelling, he's stalling. I can't move.
46-0 now at 103 pounds. Now up at three, Josh Farrell from Greenfield Central. And Alonzo Shepard from Jeffersonville.
Overby still trying to do something with Ham.
Ham's just being very defensive on the bottom side. He's working to get up.
He's got to be careful. He's getting a little knotted up there. Doesn't want to go to sleep.
Well, Overby's got to pull him back in. Now he's right there at the edge of that out-of-bounds line. 90 points if he rolls him here.
Oh, gave him a stalling point. So Ham gave one up. It's 8-3.
Like you said earlier, I think Ham's just kind of sitting out there, just relaxing a little bit. He's up 8-3. He knows you can't give away enough stall points to let him get beat, so.
Just needs to be careful here. So 8-3, 27 seconds to go in the third. Ham will be in the down position. Overby says, no, you're going to your feet. So 9-3, over be looking for something special from neutral.
Down 6-2, you've got to go straight for a stick. There's nothing else you can do. I was looking for a head and arm, nothing.
Pam got a hold of that
single leg.
Yeah, got in there on the right leg.
He's just holding on. He's just look at him. He's holding on.
I believe that's what I would do.
There's a two-point takedown.
It's 5-9.
No, that's it. Well, a Ham of Prairie Heights advances. Defeating Reese Overby of Harrison. His season's done. Hey, at least made the state. You know, a lot of kids can't say they've made this far.
Absolutely. It's a little bit of a shocker one because you get a lot building up to this. You just walk out there and have it over.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we're going to be match number 8, which is Levi Moss of Ben Davis and Dylan Hall of Evansville Harrison.
They're going to be 8, so we're still at 103 pounds?
103 pounds. This will be the last 103 pounds tonight. Ben Davis is obviously in the silver and purple, and Harrison's in the black with tights on. Here we go.
Oh, looking good there. Dylan Hall, a senior, coming in with 49-3 from Evansville Harrison. Levi Moss,
quick
two
freshman,
points. 40-3 record.
Well, Hall off early with a two-point takedown.
Freshman on the senior, I don't know.
Well, senior came out. Senior came out and got a quick takedown and led up off to his back. Another two-point takedown there for Hall.
Oh, and he had the cut in there.
Yeah, Moss led up for the so. Well, thank you guys for listening to us on BroadcastSport.net. We're on mat number 4. We're having a good time here at Contego Fieldhouse. At least I am. Well, you.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, you need to make sure you tell them that. We need the phonetically correct pronunciation on some of these names.
That's true.
Because I'm sure I'm gonna give you a shot. But when we butcher one, we want to know.
Yeah, if someone out there, if you're there listening to us and we butcher a name, just shoot us a quick email and try
like.
To sound it. Yeah, that would help us out a ton. We'd really appreciate that.
I mean, we've been lucky with Ham and Overby and Moss and Hall. I hope it's not easy all night long.
Oh my gosh.
Moss is some trouble here. Coach has just got some really kind of a bad camera shot right in the coach's back. We need to be a little higher.
Maybe we should send Daryl down there with the camera on that side. Well, we got a little bit of blood in the mat here. While we've got blood timeout, we'll break for a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
If someone happens to slam into your car, just relax. The CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. Your repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
Well, we are back here, BroadcastSport.net, 106.7 FM. Matt Four.
Hall, Ben Davis, Evansville.
You know, Moss had a little bloody nose there and had a blood timeout. We're about 30 seconds to go in the first. It's 2-8. Hall.
Hall is senior. He's all over the freshman right now.
Yeah, if I was
Moss is bringing in a 40-3 record though, so he's obviously not a slouch.
Well, I feel that.
No, he's here.
Well, he's here. I think Moss looks around, and the way I look around this whole place, it's a huge place. It's a lot of things within your mind. He needs to keep his composure, get to work, and get after Hall.
No, I didn't see what has Dylan Hall been here before.
Well, I don't know. I didn't get a chance to look at that. 2-8, 6 seconds to go in the first. We're definitely glad you joined us here at BroadcastSport.net. Matt, number four. I like four. Four is my football number in high school and then semi-pro.
Oh, okay.
So
regular Brett Favre kind of guy.
Brett Favre kind of guy as a quarterback, yeah, sure. But, yeah, definitely. Definitely glad people are here. Give us a shout-out. You can give us a quick shout-out at andrewscott4@gmail.com. I'll answer your questions there. Or right there on BroadcastSport.net, right there on our little comment section. We got a two-point takedown real quick here with Hall. Moss needs to get rolling here and get some points on the board.
Yeah, Hall with a 10-2 lead. Buck 30 to go in the second.
Well, I'd like to remind you guys, we do have all four mats rolling right now. On mat number one, we've got a couple of junior gentlemen down there broadcasting along with my little brother Randy Bitchlin. Matt two, we've got amazing, a long time history of coach Al Smith. Matt three, great
Hall of Fame.
That's right. And, Matt number three to the Hall of Famer Henry Wilk. And you've got us for Matt four. I'm not sure why they gave us the matter by ourselves. They couldn't find someone else.
I'm just a fan, you know.
I think Denny Lewis from Northwood, who is being inducted on Sunday, he couldn't be here tonight, so we got the job.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to do the NLC championships with Denny Lewis, and fortunate to do the Mishawaka tournament with Al Smith. And
Well,
I tell you what, man,
great gentlemen.
Those guys can call it. There's not a move out there that they don't know.
Well, there was a move. You might have heard this. There's a move called the Chili Philly. We didn't know what it was. So then Nate, who's on the broadcast with Randy, and Matt won. Nate's like, yeah, we call it the Little Debbie. And then so Henry starts explaining to him. He's like, that's the Little Debbie. Oh, my gosh. And it was just so random that we had the same move. Somebody at the front headlock. I don't remember exactly what all went into detail, but I was too busy staring at the waitress at the Hard Rock Cafe, so, you know me. Well, some questioning on the coach here on a move. Didn't get him anywhere. It's 3-1, or excuse me, 3-10. We've got a little message here from Matt One down there. Randy's asking how it's going. It's a little slow. Oh, we got 1 point escape here. Well, Moss with a quick head and arm puts Hall right to his back. Got a 2-point takedown there.
Yes,
that was quick.
How Moss got here.
Head and arm, that's a big boy move, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, stay your base. There you go. 1 point escape there. 6-11. 22 to go
Moss
in the.
The freshman is not out of this. Now he's looking a little more confident there.
I think the play knows got him kind of upset. You know, he's kind of ticked off a little bit. A takedown there for Hall. And that's end of two. 13-6. I noticed that there on the website that Daryl did not update who was on what mat, as in who was broadcasting. I mean, he's got Al Smith and Henry Wilk, but who are we?
Imagine that.
So we're going to boo out to Daryl if he's over here. I don't know where he went. He went to go get some popcorn.
I'm guessing he's not concerned. Like Randy said, we only have one broadcasting right now. So.
Yeah, what's up with that? Randy has got cameras on one. I think Matt 2 and Matt 3 are still broadcasting. Not to, actually, I think...
Maybe they're just letting him talk.
I think Al Smith is on there broadcasting on one.
Well, we keep talking because we're just not sure. Camera issues.
Yeah, we are down one camera today, which we'll have that fixed by tomorrow because we'll only be running three mats. But we had one camera that did not want to work for us too well, and we do apologize for that. I think it's Matt 2 today. Hey, we got Gymtown Kid right here on Matt in front of us. Matt
is that Nick Krum?
Matt's number 13.
No,
that is Krum. He's not getting to get stuck, too.
What our boy said about that. I know I saw him in here. No neck, Nick Krum.
No neck?
That was posted by Matt M. Shout out to the Indiana Mac guys.
Well,
really
seems like
some of that.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's pretty good. Well, it seems like over here in Matt number 4, which you guys are seeing live right now, Dylan Hall of Evansville Harrison is just taking it directly to the freshman Levi Moss from Ben Davis and give him a quick cut. 7-15 right now. Moss with a quick shot, 50 to go in the third. This is a lot as a freshman to get to this level.
He's still working. I mean, yeah. Moss did have Hall on his back briefly there.
A quick head and arm went well for him.
They call that a stalemate?
I believe they did. Did not see the call of the coaches. Well, we need to move those chairs. Moss with another, trying to fish out a single.
They got the rule now. They've got to
stay inside that blue tape, yeah.
I was thinking that was a great idea. We just slide them down a little bit.
Make the tape move.
I know Coach Kern wouldn't mind there.
So why can't the coaches where we're at just sit down? I mean, these coaches are. There goes Darryl.
He'll tell them.
So it's Nate and Al down there on mat number one, I believe. Broadcasting. Rain's going to help out with some brackets. The freshman goes down 7-15.
So Hall, he'll see Ham. That's getting started tomorrow.
We go on to our next match, which I believe is number 15 on here. Should be Logan Randall of Huntington North and Mason Todd from Pendleton Heights.
Todd, a sophomore, coming in at 42-3. Logan Randall, a senior, coming in at 41-1.
Pretty even guys here. What's the other thing I do here? Randall's going to be in the white with the red H on his singlet. Almost said jersey. Yeah, they wear jerseys in this league, don't they? It's the California Penal League. They don't sleeves. Then we're off. Ready? Here we go.
Krum from Gymtown down 11-3 right in front of us.
If you want to listen to that match, go over to Matt 3 for us. Got a couple gentlemen over there broadcast on that one. It's a good one.
Try and tell you where northern half of the state wrestlers are.
Out of bounds we go. You know, they could have got us better comfortable chairs on here. Randy says that he needs a cold beverage.
Went to semi-stay with Randy last week. And
yeah, I was kind of bummed out. You guys didn't get a chance to...
Pretty much sat there.
Yeah, you guys didn't get a chance to do anything.
I told him I was going
to
bring a flask, and I just didn't do that. I don't know, some of the IHSAA.
I know. Should we look around here good enough?
There's never a wrestling tailgate. I just think that's reserved for football.
You know what's funny about that is when I was a sophomore in high school, we would tailgate volleyball games. And just have a ball with it.
Randall with the early takedown. He's been working Todd kind of around the mat. Just a 2-0 lead. They burnt a minute and a half here in the first. And they'll get them reset here. It's a 4-0 lead. For Doug Welch.
We back on?
Couple of juniors.
All right, then we're back on. All right, hey, yeah, we thanks for the email real quick. It goes in and out. We are having our technical director, Daryl Yall, working on it. If you have any questions, Daryl Yall. Yall.
Home phone number.
Cell phone number.
Hey, man, we can't mess up on this Lefebvre match.
I know, we're killing you. It's killing us, too.
Lefebvre-Welch match. There's been a lot of people talking about that.
Tilt the screens. We see you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Are we good to go?
We're good to go. All right, back online.
Merlin Yall got us all hooked up. So a little blood time here.
This match is Doug Welch of Castle and Reese Lefebvre of Carroll, 145 pounds.
Welch has done the scoring there.
Welch is up 4-0, 37 seconds to go in the second.
Legs in.
Welch is in the dark blue.
He's going to crank and look for that tilt.
That is the worst move to get into if you're the guy who's getting tilt. That hurts so bad.
It's a good move, though. It's very effective.
Thank you, man.
Something you don't see every day, a Paisley singlet.
No, you don't. Another blood timeout. Well, we're waiting on the blood timeout. Let's jump real quick to... commercials. We're right back here on BroadcastSupport.net, 106.7 FM.
If someone happens to slam into your car, just relax. The CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. Your repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
And we're back here, BroadcastSupport.net. 145-pound weight class. Match number 63, Doug Welch of Castle in the dark blue, and Reese Lefebvre of Carroll in the light blue and the whites.
Another shot, man. Welch is just bringing it.
He's up 4-0 so far. He's kind of doing his own thing, you know. Dan, we hear you, buddy. Let's go, Welch.
Oh, man.
Who's calling us chipmunks?
Alvin and the Chipmunks? Oh, man.
Oh, man. I don't like that one. Whoever's called Chipmunk, you need to reply back and tell us who you are.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Unsigned.
Once again, you send us an email. At least give us your name. We can call you out and say, hey, thanks. Appreciate the emails. We're having a good time. We'll keep you updated on all the scores. Make sure you check out the brackets on the website. Check out all four mats. We do have great, amazing ex-coaches, Hall of Fame coaches broadcasting with us today.
Yeah, you want to catch probably Matt 2, Matt 3.
Al Smith.
Some real good
play-by-play. Henry Wilk from a longtime Penn coach. And tomorrow, I believe we're going to have some Danny Lewis on here, a longtime Northwood coach.
We get some Danny Lewis?
I believe so.
Hey, he did good. I got to sit with him on his first one, and he was tearing it up. So.
Was it? Good for him. Well, 6-1. Welch on top still. He's in the dark blue. 42 to go in this match period.
Welch just dominant here. In for another single leg. He's going to come out the back. Yeah, that should be good enough to get his points there.
Two. It is 8-1. 6 seconds to go.
So Welch going to lay there for 3 seconds, and that'll be the match.
Did you stop it?
Yeah, restarted it.
Okay.
Should be good to go.
I were good to go. I don't know. I don't do this stuff. It's not a Mac. Will Stahl's up 2-0, 30 seconds to go here.
Get that takedown.
152 pounds. Stahl's in the maroon from Mishawaka.
Here come the legs.
Zerberg's from New Haven. He's in the pinstripes. Not too sure I know what Stahl's trying to do here, but he's back up on his knees.
Stahl gets those legs in and work for a tilt.
5 seconds to go in the first. 2-0 Stahl at the end of the first. I'm going to say a quick shout out to my friends on Facebook. I'm going to say, hey, come listen to us on broadcastsport.net.
There you go.
We sound like professionals. Well, back the same old game earlier.
Stahl, legs, ride, wins a lot.
Just want to see him tilt in here.
He's patient. Opportunistic if he gets a chance.
Oh, no, oh, there you go. Stays in control.
So he got a little too relaxed there, but he.
Smart move. Gets him out of bounds. He stays on the offensive side here. There's no neutral given there.
Stahl and Corp, a much talked about match.
Yeah.
Could see late Friday. Saturday. Saturday afternoon. Corp has already advanced. Corp and Stahl used to be teammates.
Yeah, they were.
For a lot of years. I know at least from the seventh grade. Both families very involved. Both brothers state champs.
Yep.
Also, a lot of intensity in Northern Indiana about that match.
There was.
Thank you.
Nothing funnier. So we get this picture to post.
Is that Beefcake 4?
That is Beefcake. I got that nickname. Many years ago I was on tour with Family Force 5 on the Warped Tour, and I grabbed four amps for guitars, and I went walking up the stage, and they're like, "Holy cow, Beefcake!" And everybody else has nicknames on the band, and so I got a nickname, and it kind of stuck for the email you saw earlier. It was a website, so I had that on there, but good times. With that.
Work, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited because they'll be playing right here in Conseco in the middle of March. So we got 2-0 start of the third. Stahl, the 2-point reversal, 4-0. I think he's being very patient right now, and he's not gonna push anything. So it's your turn for a picture now.
He's gonna just try and not make a mistake.
You can hear that through the sound system here in our headsets. That's awesome. I don't know what we're doing. People are taking pictures here at the with my computer. Having a good time.
See, you move out of the way and take a picture of the guy reading it back. See, this is what happens when you come to. See, look at that. Can you get that?
Some guy behind us reading.
Yeah,
you know?
He's reading. It's like, don't be behind us and read. You got to make noise.
True story. You harass us a little bit. We'll try to see if we can get pictures posted here soon. And
Stahl's still methodical. He's got the legs in. This is classic Ryan Stahl wrestling.
He's being very patient.
He's still moving, still making attempts. So no stalling calls. Still trying to crank. And they'll go ahead and break it this time. Under 50 seconds to go in the third. Stahl still on top, still in control. I haven't seen that coach come back with those green shoes, though.
Me neither. But Zerberg, he's pretty quick off the bottom. He gets up and out of it quickly, but Stahl's just quick enough to hold on to him, you know. And going back that leg. For some guys, that's like a security blanket. That leg, yeah, I can do anything I want to. Some guys, it's a good way to get in trouble, you know.
They just keep a hold of it.
Stahl's looking for some back points. Didn't get any.
He's a little high now.
He's going to settle back down. It's 4-0.
Zerbrug could back
still
out of that one if he... 3 seconds.
That's the match. Stahl advance. 4-0 match.
Nothing flashy, just a win. Ryan Stahl.
Get through it.
Moves to 44-3.
Austin Niebarger from Indianapolis Cathedral. You're wrestling Quincy Ritchie from Brown County. Freshman versus sophomore.
Well, that's some beautiful country down there in Brown County.
True story. Quincy from Brown County, 33-1 sophomore. Austin Niebarger from Indianapolis Cathedral is 36-6. Cathedral in the dark blue. Yes.
Yep.
Cathedral's in the dark blue, which is Quincy Ritchie. You get some fun.
I'm guessing that BC is for Brown County and not Beefcake.
Beefcake. I didn't see the BC until they separate, actually. 2 points for Narberger there. Got a little high and got points rightfully out of bounds.
Brown County, certainly a school you don't hear a lot about. Can't say that I recall announcing for a Brown County wrestler.
You know, the funny thing was, like I said, I know a lot of school colors. I didn't know their colors. And I knew Cathedral was blue or dark blue and yellow. And they're both kind of sporting both. It was kind of like, all right, who's who? So, it's always nice to have their name on the singlet and you can read it. It's 2-0. Niebuhr in the dark blue from Cathedral on top. Minutes ago in the first. Once again, if we don't pronounce something right, please let us know. Make sure we know exactly what it sounds like. We did get one earlier. We appreciate that.
Niebuhr and Ritchie.
Just kind of riding him out. The guy's arm kind of tucked up high in the back. Referee sitting with the hand in the back pointing. It's kind of a dangerous move there, so he's warning him in a sense. 20 seconds to go. 2-0 still. We still going there? We are.
Yeah, we're good.
Yes, yeah, the first. Take a quick break here. Be right back. We're here on BroadcastSport.net, live from Conseco Fieldhouse in here downtown beautiful Indianapolis, the HSA Wrestling Finals.
This is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Mapletronic is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
We're back here. So Richie with a two-point takedown there. And we got a blood timeout. Oh, we've got more blood time with Thunder in this match. I think any other Matt out here.
Yeah, they just bleed on Matt 4.
Quincy Richie's brother, Mitch, placed second last year. Beat Roach in the quarter.
Exile that one.
I will. Look there. Okay, make sure that. Dan, thanks, buddy. We were down front. You can definitely get down to us. We're in the media area. We have 14 different cameras and whatnot. See you tomorrow, buddy. Dan was saying, hey, he's going to cash out. He's probably going to date with his wife or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, okay. You got to take care of the bride, you know? That's an important thing to do.
Well, Johnson Jones here is up 12-5. Minute 44 to go with a quick two-point sank down, 14-5.
Uh-oh, they're heating up over there.
Come prepared. I'm getting a little hungry here.
There we go.
It's squish, but it works. Sixteen and six, 45 to go in the third. Johnson Jones is just kind of doing his thing,
mauling him now.
You can tell he's using all of his weight to keep him down. He's like pounding on him. Dan, he's got a girlfriend, not a wife, don't rush it. All right, Dan. Didn't mean to push that, buddy.
Okay, here you go, those 171-pounders. Advancing to tomorrow, from Eastbrook, Jackson Bratcher. Heritage Hills, Jeff Weiss. From Union County, it's Michael Duckworth. Mishawaka's Richard Morin. Evansville Modern Day, Josh Boots. Zionsville's Jacob Howenstein. Princeton's Drake Stein. And Indianapolis Bishop Chittard, Anthony Bill.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Bill wrestled a decent match. It was enjoyable to watch him. He can step it up tomorrow if he wants to continue on the rest of the day. Thatcher from Belmont, Herford from Culver Community. Culver's in the orange.
Herford kind of a lanky 89. Mm-hmm. Well, both of them are really, but
it's kind of like, that's probably about the same size I was as a sophomore. Was 6'3", 6'4". 180-some pounds.
Could you catch a football?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Tight end. Yeah. You better believe it. Catch one and kick one, too.
Really? Those kickers got a pretty good gig.
I enjoyed it. Third leading scorer on the team for 2 years. That's a little bit of trouble there. Herford's coming at him. Trying to go for that double leg. Trying to get a little more room there. I probably would pull that off.
Okay, here comes that big guy from Kokomo.
Holy kick!
Look at the back on him, man.
Hey, Balmer,
I hate to tackle
go
him
over to
or be tackled by him.
Kid's a tree trunk.
Yeah, he is.
He's so big he can't even put the ankle bracelets on.
Yeah, he's thick.
I think we got more dancing over here on Matt 4 than anything right now.
They're gonna get the double caution here, I think.
Well, they're both kind of working for it. Just not able to get anywhere. Whoa, what's that? Quick single. Finish the pipe.
Thatcher
finish the
him.
Pipe. Level change and twist. Stay in bounds. Thatcher with
you
a quick
it.
Pipe.
You get it?
No.
No. Good defense.
Nothing out of bounds. Out of bounds.
Great recovery there by Herford.
I think Herbert did a great job.
He did a great job getting out of that. Defensing it and then about turning it.
You got $5?
Did he?
Should I charge this kid $5 for trying to borrow my pen? Here you go, bud.
Yeah.
He looked at me like, $5? What? End of one, still zeros. Great, great pipe. Just didn't finish it. Great recovery. Thatcher's down below. Like I said, $5. It's gonna go for that kid.
Uh-oh, we're going to have a stick in front of us here on mat 3.
He's working on the tilt there. He's got
a oh, legs, man. Look at those legs crank. Not sure who that is, 93. Rosebrook and Morris. So Thatcher and Herford.
Still
scoreless, yeah.
Zeros here. It's mid to 51 to go. The second. Ooh, tree topping it. That's a one. That's a one. Thatcher gets an escape out of that. 4-2-15. Northwood basketball defeats Bremen 57-46.
That's the girls, huh?
Boys. Boys. Cousin Cal Heckman, 9 points. Good job, buddy. Sorry I missed the game.
57, Daryl.
57-46, Northwood.
Had to update the score here, Daryl, so you can put on the website. I think my dad either called or texted me because my thing went blue.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Still going blue. Well, 1-0 Thatcher in the dark blue. With the escape point here. 48 seconds to go. Oh, shoot, I'm ready for a nap.
Thatcher in with a shot there. Is he going to get his two? Yeah, he got his two.
Give it to him.
Thatcher there with a good shot and a foot drag, and he'll end up with a two. Potentially dangerous here. No, he lets him ride him out. So Thatcher hanging under that 3-0 lead. We'll start the third like they ended the second.
Kind of just tongue-tied, you know? If you're wondering if your wrestler from your hometown or your school has made it through, go to the very bottom of our page. There are weight classes. Click on their weight class. It will direct you to the appropriate bracket. You go ahead and look them up from there and see if they advance. We appreciate the emails. Go ahead and keep sending them. Let us know what class you're asking about. We can go ahead and find that for you and let you know what's going on here at Conseco Fieldhouse. 3-2. Herford got a two-point there. Thatcher's banged up a little bit here on the play. We'll give us a quick second and toss a commercial out there. We will get back here at Conseco Fieldhouse, broadcastsport.net, here in just a moment.
See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. Four or five boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders can load a full-size mat with the Mat Mover. See the magic at www.mat-mover.com. Are you wrestling over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills pinning you under the covers? Escape the winter blues with the new energy-efficient furnace from Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
We're back here, broadcastsport.net, 106.7 FM. This is a grueling one here. Blood timeout. We've got a, you know, injury timeout. You know, the stall here is 3-2.
About 25 to go in the third.
Thatcher, who's on bottom in blue, is up 3-2. It's a grueling match here at the 189 pounds. After this match, we should have four more matches on this broadcast. We get bombarded with a bunch of emails there, and all of a sudden, now we don't have anything at all. Dan left us. Let's go out with the girlfriend or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, imagine that.
We're going to give you a hard time, Dan, because you left our broadcast.
9:30, everybody's getting tired, you know. They hit the sleep timer on their computer.
Well, it's been over 3 hours that we've been broadcasting and sharing the airwaves with everybody. And wow, Hereford's there to go for a near side cradle there. Far side, excuse me.
A Kokomo wrestler is going to move along. 6'3", going to defeat a Penn wrestler. Seven Reagan. You know, the thing about Reagan, though, Reagan just a sophomore. Now up at 215 pounders, Mark Collins, Jennings County, and Kyle Barrett of Hyattsville. Okay, Hereford needs to pick it up here. He's done a good job keeping Thatcher down on the mat, but he needs to score. Either needs to cut him and go for the takedown or get him turned here. Well, Thatcher gets back quick. Hereford looking for something. He's trying to run a cradle or do something there. Leg in.
Those of you guys will ask for the hill score and this is a Sliga or Sliga officials. We do not know that yet. Gonna stay awake for the 215 and 285. Thank you so much for staying awake with us. Because we gotta stay awake too and walk back to the hotel like 6 blocks. Thatcher's up 4-2 down there. Still, I will find out the score on the hill, the 189. As soon as I can, I will pass that on. Thank you so much for asking. Sliga or Sliga from Fishers, he won. Mitch Sliga won. He will face Scott from Marion tomorrow morning. So there's
Thatcher's
your answer.
Thatcher's going to win this. With 4 seconds to go, something desperate maybe out of Hereford, but it's not going to matter.
5-2, Thatcher.
So Thatcher, he'll see Johnson Jones Jr.
That'd be a good match.
That
good
will
match,
be good. Bro. MJJ and Thatcher, they'll get it on in the morning.
Well, 6 blocks is too far when you've been here. Drove a little over 2 hours to get
yeah,
here.
But ask him how many bars are between here and that hotel.
Hooters somewhere.
Yeah, I mean.
Drove a little over 2 hours to get
not
here.
Make it to the hotel.
And then I had to get here at 2:30. Getting set up. Wrestling was until 6. So you gotta do all that stuff. It's cramped in here. It's hot. And we're crying about it, actually. But 6 blocks would be a good walk, good refresher. Got here and
should be chilly.
Appreciate the love, if you will. Love to know who's giving us crap about 6 blocks. Probably my little brother down there. The kid from Kokomo squats 375, cleans 280, and benches a little over 500 pounds.
I can believe it. Absolutely believe it.
Who we got over here on mat 4?
That's Wittig from Mooresville and Wright from Indianapolis Arsenal Tech. Indianapolis Arsenal Tech.
Couple seniors here. Wittig from Mooresville is 37-0.
Arsenal Tech. So what do they teach at Arsenal Tech?
They teach you to send fire arsons?
Arsenal.
Maybe? Arsenal, maybe bullet? I don't know.
You didn't do the military gig, did you? Guessing not.
No, Abe, we didn't do that, buddy. Nice try, though.
I'm saying, man, in the Marine Corps, Arsenal wasn't about...
We didn't even get the Hooters, Abe. Well,
Hookers and Kokomo, that's a little far of a drive.
Yeah. Our Arthur Wright is in the green and silver singlet. And Mooresville, which is Wooding, he's in the blue. Still 0-0, 27 to go in the first. Both kind of looking for shots, not really getting there. This is the 215-pound weight class. It's the big boys. So one place we did stop on the way down was the home of the IHSAA main office out there at the Emerald Palace and got some passes. 0-0 here at the end of the first. Wooding versus Wright. Match 215-pound weight class. One nothing, Wooding with an escape. Wooding is in the blue with the M on the back of his singlet. Wright is in the green slash gray, silverish singlet. Oh, tapping the head. Driving it. No, keep it in bounds. Two. Give him two, kept his feet in. Good job.
Nice, smooth takedown there.
Whoever's going to mat one, we appreciate it. We'll hear you back in a minute. There's some big boys of the wrestling. Those guys, I believe, are heavyweights over there. Let us know who you are so we can give a shout-out to you. Appreciate it.
Taylor Scott here on mat three. It looks like he's going to outlast Buckingham.
Quite the match.
Good with 30 seconds to go. Looked like Buckingham had his opportunities, just couldn't capitalize.
1:10 to go, 3-0 Wooding over here from Mooresville. Wright's still struggling a little bit there, getting up and out. My buddy Abe, it's the first time he's ever watched high school wrestling. Well, thanks, Abe, for watching. Appreciate the support, buddy, from a fellow fat boy from the old Jeff Biller days at Northland High School. .25 to go in the second. Still 3-0. Wooding just taking to right, left and right, left and right.
There you go. Right and left.
That works. That's end of two down there, and Matt. Someone's saying, come on, Tech. Shout out for Jordan Snyder. Thanks. We are working on the brackets. As soon as we get the information, we put it up. Just about when every match is done, we do put them up there. We want to give us be the most efficient out here with you guys. And yes, Abe, my voice is less annoying than my brother's. Thanks, buddy. Jordan Snyder, get a big shout-out, buddy. My husband still holds the pitching record at Arsenal Technical.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. 5-0. Mooresville over there. Wooding from Mooresville is taken to right from Tech. Hey, make sure you go over and send an email to Randy and tell him how his voice is very annoying. We'll appreciate that. Kitty Smith saying, come on, Tech.
Wow.
Kitty, he needs a prayer. Wright's getting really taken to him. He needs to get up. He needs to get a, first of all, he needs to get a reversal. He needs to escape right now. He needs to get fired up. He needs to get moving. Or he's going to last on the bottom the rest of this match. He's got less than a minute to go here.
Did you see that? That sophomore Kanura right in front of us?
No.
Whoa. The kid from Franklin's bad to the bone. He's 31-11, and he just put it on Jacob Buchanan from Cathedral.
Well, it is third period on this 215 class here. 5-0, the gentleman in the dark blue. A boot from Mishawaka.
Got beat.
How did he get beat? Was it a tech? Ooh. Was it a fall? What weight class is that?
189. Did I get that yet? Haven't got that. Haven't got 189 sheet yet.
189 sheet, the next one we'll get. We'll. Actually, you know what? Let's go here.
I think it was just a decision. I didn't see. He wasn't getting abused down there, but he was getting beat. Scott had him, pretty handily. I want to say it was like 4 or 5 to 1.
Is that on here? Sure, it's 189?
Yeah, it's 189.
Oh, 103. Maybe I should click on my 9.
Yeah, Scott beat him. Doesn't say how. Doesn't say.
Oh, Scott beat him. Doesn't say if it's a decision or not right now. Goshen kick at me, too.
I think it was a decision.
Yeah.
Dillenbeck got pinned. There it is. David McCarthy bringing us 189-pounders. Hot, right off the press. Let's see, Darren Scott, decision 6-2.
Field Army School, thank you for the Arsenal text from Army. We figured it was something to do with the military, we weren't too sure.
Hoorah! Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm here with a beefcake, rock star, superstar athlete, and, you know, Arsenal. Something to do with burning stuff up, huh?
Yeah. Courtney's having a hard time finding us on Broadcast Sport on that. We're at the middle. Very top of all the links you can click to, on the left-hand side, there's going to be a link for the state championship wrestling. Go ahead and click on that.
This is Christian Lentz coming up here.
Yeah, the Goshen kid did go down fast. That's right, Abe. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, beat by 6 is what we're getting here.
Yeah, he wrestled a stud, though.
We got to go Lentz.
Yeah, Lentz and Mills. Mills from Homestead, a junior, 38-4. Christian Lentz, the senior from Mishawaka, 43-2. So if you know out there, send us an email. I'd like to know who beat Lentz. I'd kind of like to see him and Dylan Green wrestle.
Trying to help out a lost soul here. She couldn't find a couldn't find our page. You know,
she's putting that S in there. Everybody puts the S in.
Doors open at 8:30 tomorrow morning. It means we'll be here at 8:30. We'll be on the air probably 9 o'clock, 9:15-ish.
Somewhere around in there.
Wanted to get some shout outs, whatnot, and we will be here throughout the day on broadcast Sport on Night. Yes, Caveman's only dropped one so far tonight, the 189 pounder. Caveman from Mishawaka doing a great job. We were really having fun watching him. It's also great.
Cleveland twice. Where? Go
that's
back what, down.
I saw that other, yeah.
I saw that. Hey, appreciate that.
So what do we got going on here in Matt 4? Oh, Wooding one, right?
It's Mills and Lentz.
Wait, Wooding one. What was the score of that one? Did you get the score of the Wooding
one? No, I didn't write it down.
Man, you're too busy.
I'm sorry, I was listening to you talk. Your voice is a lot less annoying than your brother, so it kind
put
of
here.
Puts
put
me to sleep.
Cleveland. Okay, we got here.
No, I'm starting to spectate because I love watching the big guys, so I've been drifting down the mats here. So what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to go back to my room and go through this archive video.
Are you staying with us tonight?
No. I've got four 18-year-old young men that probably won't sleep tonight that you got to keep an eye on.
I think we got a new listener. Courtney, you out there?
Did she make it on? Did she push the right buttons?
I don't know. She was having troubles
there.
She's going to find it.
Lentz with the early 4-0 lead. Got the legs in pretty good.
Forty seconds to go here. You guys are just totally giving me some serious emails. Nathan Cleveland beat Lentz both losses. Al Smith invite and semi-state.
Okay.
Thanks for the chat there. Appreciate it. Courtney, you need to probably download a media player because you do have a Macintosh like mine, and you need to download that. So.
Oh, the Mac doesn't work, man. She's going to validate my daughter down at Ball State.
You have to download.
She can't get on with the Mac.
You have to download the media player because it won't work on mine either. Abe says we need to take the horse carriage ride from Conseco to our hotel.
Oh. I'm not thinking so.
Abe, that sounds good, but you know what? Some of us have a limo ride tonight, an actual H2 limo ride.
Oh, an H2 limo ride, huh?
Yeah, hey, Nick, Nick, Mishawaka's on a roll tonight. Mishawaka only lost one rest with 189, but everybody else so far has gotten W. And we will definitely enjoy watching them and listening to them definitely right here on BroadcastSport.net next weekend as they go for Team State. Tune in for that. I said a cat buggy's on a cow's little house. Go caveman for almost back at home. We hear you.
Somebody's getting a little help here.
Courtney says it's a lot of work just to hear us broadcast, but it better be good. But of course it'll be good. She probably misses my voice. I haven't talked to her all day. Courtney's dad is a broadcaster. He used to be for WHME, and now is for WSBT. Craig Wallen. Local favorite up in the northern parts. 6-0.
Lentz comfortable. He's riding that out.
Minutes ago.
6-0, yeah. No problems.
Look at all these emails on my phone. I'm trying to delete.
Overtime on that two.
You guys are just hitting us with a serious
appreciate this. You got to do this tomorrow. Okay, you go watch Travis. You go watch him kick some butt.
Amy, appreciate it. Go Travis. Good job, James. Travis. Lentz is a beast. Yeah, it's correct.
Yeah.
That's kind of harsh in the pen comment. Never said that. It is true. But I can't say that on the radio.
So Lentz, he's pretty dominant there. Mills, the junior, not able to do much with him.
Lentz, 6-0.
So he'll see Woodig.
Is this the Plymouth kid here? No, who's next?
Yeah, how?
Will we get bumped here?
Yeah, we did. That's Plymouth. That's how. We're missing a match. We're missing Janie from Yorktown and Suter from Martinsville. We must be doing a first available now.
This is 1-12.
Because we jumped right to Damon Howe and Kyle White from Warren Central. Howe and...
Howe's in the red.
Red.
2-point takedown there.
The Mishawaka heavy, Mr. Thomas, right in front of us. Travis Thomas. Not to be confused with James Travis.
Do you think Caveman can have a cakewalk to the team state finals that rusts the highest abilities? You know,
cakewalk?
I don't know if say cakewalk.
Cakewalk's a little bit much.
But, you know, they've got the ability to win the state title. I remember watching Penn back in 96 take the state title and watch him wrestle Northwood at semi-state at Concord. Just the ability between both teams. I mean, it was a top of top. And I think that's exactly where Mishawaka's at right now. And they've got a definite ability to go out there and lay down a smack.
So, I mean, the other teams I've seen that compare to Mishawaka, it's got to be Yorktown.
Yeah, Yorktown's a great team.
I want to see Mishawaka wrestle Yorktown head up, man on man. that should be that would be a good match. I think Mishawaka would have a little bit of an edge. But
who's talking to us right now about Mishawaka? I wanna who's giving us the emails about Mishawaka. Give us the name so we can give a shout out to you. He wants us to do a match in either Macho Man Randy Savage or Hulk Hogan. Well, Plymouth down here. Damon Howe is up 5-0. Got some back points there. All over Warren Central's Kyle White.
Yeah, we got bumped here because here's Janie from Yorktown and Suter and Martinsville there in the middle.
Yeah. Well, start of the second here, 5-0. Sarah is stuck at home and loves Mishawaka Wrestling. Well, Sarah, if you give us a call, you can rode in the back seat. We'll brought you down here and let you have free passes the whole nine yards next year. Glad you love Mishawaka Wrestling. Glad that you're supporting local high school sports. Thanks, Sarah. That bro this time was not Mike Gang, or not Mike, not the yo-yo.
No, just another old guy floating through. They don't care. You get all that silver, you just don't care. You'll notice some people come through, they duck.
Yorktown singlet is the silver and green.
The green and black.
It's also the black on the back. Excuse me. Yeah. Silver, green, and black.
Janie's on mat, too. He's abusing the Martinville kid.
Go down to Matt 2 on our website, and you can listen to live there. Damon Howell, Plymouth up 8-0.
Wow, he brought it tonight.
Yeah, he's all over Kyle White from Warren Central. Howell is in the red. Go Pilgrims. First down Rockies. First down Rockies. You ever go down there and watch a football game? Oh. Good times down Plymouth. Well, it doesn't seem like Courtney's getting downloaded to listen to us. Maybe tomorrow. One-point escape. Look at the physical. I mean, Howe was physically bigger than White. He's got the advantage of all the extra weight. That's it of 2-8-1. Howe, Plymouth.
Thank you, Mr. McCarthy.
Got a good comment here. Yes, on Matt 2 and Matt 3, they're using major wrestling terms. We want to make sure that people on Matt 4 watching just understand it. Thanks, yep. Abe said, guys, Matt 2 actually
like
use wrestling terms.
School here, yeah.
You know what? Not everybody knows. I mean, we had a grandma from New Jersey. Lord knows that she knows what a single leg takedown is or whatever. So.
Are you thinking that it matters that it's a Hall of Fame coach down there doing that?
Yeah, Abe.
We're going to tell Al to lighten up, do we?
Yeah.
Al, come on. You're making us look bad.
2 and 3, hey. Mats, do have Hall of Fame coaches on them, so they know what they're talking about.
We need to tell these Hall of Fame coaches to settle down. They're making us look bad.
Yeah, you should go on technical terms.
We won't have to talk to Daryl about that. Hall of Fame coaches are tearing us up, man. We're getting blasted here. We have the elementary mat going on, and these guys have the pro mats going on.
Daryl's giving us a whatever. Thanks, Abe. We really appreciate it.
So
Buck,
you're going to tune in tomorrow, you know, and there's going to be three mats going, and guess what crew's going to get booted?
We do.
So Howe up 8-1.
Abe's getting some of the terms, the lingo of wrestling from his wife. His wife,
ask him if he understands that 5-on-2.
Well, yeah. Well, his wife was a mat maid in high school, so he's asked his wife for all the terms for it, and she's giving them to him. So, Howe advances 8-1. A little bit of Northern Lakes Conference representing there.
Yeah, Howe had a good match with Jacob Clark of Goshen. Clark got beat out in the semis last week, but they had an overtime match for the NLC team championship, and Howe just nipped him. It's amazing. You get a lot of good wrestlers that don't end up here.
Yeah. I believe we are done on team.
Yeah, we're done.
On Matt 4. Doesn't mean our broadcast is done. If you have any questions, please shoot us a quick email. We'd love to.
We'll love to take that professional wrestling term and make it simple for you. So if there's something you didn't understand, go ahead and shoot us an email.
The 5-2?
Oh, the 5-2.
You think the 5-2 defense? No.
Yeah, five fingers. And if you're behind in a wrestling match, the other guy has two or something. So if you put 5-on-2, it will make the guy move. Not necessarily a legal move, but it will make a move.
Yep.
Yep, got that. Two for a takedown, one for an escape.
That's correct.
Unable to get Matt 3. Okay, Matt 3's 4-2.
Abe wants to take over for Randy so he can watch the bat. Yeah, we're going to have to make this broadcast more Mac-friendly. I'm telling Darryl that.
Yeah, definitely.
So here's what we're going to do. Why don't you turn the camera. Let's pick up map 3. Twist it. Twist that thing.
Yeah.
Here, like this. Who's joining us? We just switched to Matt 3.
You know, this is not the professional broadcast, though. This is the elementary broadcast over here. We're going to pick up the last 45 seconds here.
It's the elementary broadcasting system here. We're not as cool as some of our broadcasters here at BroadcastSport.net, 106.7. Sorry, Abe, we went ahead and jumped to Matt 3. We're going to join up with Henry Wilk and Troy Hahn on Matt 3 here to finish off the night. It's 7-2. We want to thank our sponsors once again, Key Bank, Stahl Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Mapletronics, Verizon Wireless, Max and Irma's, 4way.net, MattMover.com. Let's run through, let's go ahead.
7-2, Mishawaka dominant there.
We're going to go ahead and run through our commercials real quick. We'll be back here in about 4 minutes. Right here back on BroadcastSport.net, 106.7 FM from Conseco Fieldhouse.
If someone happens to slam into your car, just relax. The CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. The repair will also be backed with the best nation. If someone happens to slam into your car, just relax. The CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. The repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
Switching banks is a difficult decision. Let Key Bank make it easier. Our 183 years of strength mean your financial future is backed by a history of trust few banks can match. More important, you can count on the personal guidance you need to achieve your goals and make the most out of the current economic conditions. To learn more about a rewarding relationship that includes a free checking account with no hidden fee, award-winning customer service, and technology that puts you in control of your financial future, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC. Papletronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Mapletronic is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. Four or five boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders can load a full-size mat with the Mat Mover.